Oh yeah.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Hot Breakfast, Daniel Sloss.
Sorry, I'm late. I threw myself in the sea this morning. Mate, hello, Danielle.
It's a fantastic pleasure to have you here on the show. Danny is receiving the shock of her life at the moment because she thought we were talking to someone else completely. Danny, talk us through these feelings right now.
I'm actually a little bit disappointed. Because I just did some really great research on Mortal Kombat in the last 5 minutes that I have pushed through that I thought we're going to nail this interview. And now it's Daniel Sloss.
Daniel Sloss.
She's not done any research on me. That's fair enough.
I don't think she has to, mate, because when she found out that your show is coming up, you're coming here to perform Hubris on the 21st of April, next Wednesday. Super excited about this. But when you did this, it came out, got broadcast to us through the media channels you were doing the show. Danny literally freaked out and booked the very first ticket that was on sale, front centre. Danny, how do you feel about the whole thing?
I'm so embarrassed about this whole thing, but I'm excited. I legit did. I stopped everything I was doing and I went online. I booked front row and centre. I was so excited. I was going to fly to Perth just to see you. Like, they say never meet your heroes.
What a horrible thing to do to yourself.
I know.
To go to Perth.
Who would go to Perth?
But I was going to take time off work just to come watch your show in Perth.
Well, I'm glad I'm able to do Darwin. I've never been to Darwin before, and I'm coming up with my best friend, Jean, because she's never been either. And we've just been saying to everyone, they're like, what are you going to do in Darwin? We're like, oh, we're just going to go swimming in the sea. And everyone's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll be fine. Like, it's, you know, and they're like, no, what about the crocodiles? I'm like, look, it's been a while since I've watched Steve Irwin, but last time I checked, saltwater crocs were about a foot long and they'll just nibble your toes. And then we did some Googling and, oh boy, I'm terrified of Darwin.
I'm so excited that Gene's coming. I feel like we all know Gene because I've watched your Netflix specials both about 10 times each. So it's really cool that Gene's coming along. I don't even know what... You didn't even prepare me for this.
No, this was absolutely perfect for me. This is exactly what I wanted. I knew that Daniel was in on the joke there. For the people that have not met Daniel, I mean, you're missing out on one of the best comedians in the world at the moment.
He's my favourite comedian in the world.
Which hurts
like,
me
I don't
to
mean
say.
A fangirl. You're the only person I've ever fangirled over, ever. But I swear to God, Brent.
I'll take it.
Honestly.
Look, it is painful for me. As a comedian and as Danny being my co-host, I see her every day. She's like, yeah, Daniel Sloss is my favourite comedian.
Daniel, can I tell you a little secret? Now, don't take this. Don't think I'm a creep. But I often, many nights, have fallen asleep listening to your voice. Like, I put your Netflix specials on my phone, like, and go to sleep to hearing you do comedy.
That means a lot to me because all of my... I do the exact same thing with my favourite comedians. Like, if I'm ever having a rough day, I'll just stick on Bo Burnham and I'll just get into my bed. It's nice.
So yeah,
it's,
good.
Thank you very, very much.
Good. And Bo Burnham.
Either that or we're just both losers. Yeah. Like, it's either that. That's the other option.
Well, you met a winner recently. You got engaged in the last year, in a COVID year of all times.
Yeah, well, there was nothing else to do. Bored.
Talk me through this, because a lot of people, if anyone is up to date with your comedy, they'd go, what's he doing bloody getting engaged? This is the poster boy for non-monogamous relationships.
Well, I mean, if the whole point of Jigsaw was never it was never meant to be an anti-relationship thing. It was a love letter to single people. I was just sick of people in bad relationships telling me that they were living a better life than I was single, and that was fundamentally not true. But I'm a big believer in love. My parents have been married for 32 years, and they're still massively in love to this day. My grandparents are still together. It's just about waiting for the right person and not settling for anything less than you're worth. And thankfully, I think I have found the right person. Would you do me a favour, Danielle? Would you ask me how I met my fiancé?
How did you meet your fiancé?
She is my ex-girlfriend's younger sister.
Tell me how that worked. Did you meet the parents and go, no, I like these, if I could just change out one of the parts?
Yeah,
man, one of the very, very few times I have ever been nervous in my entire life was when I had to re-meet her parents about 2 years ago. And I was stood on the front door and she could see me. And like, again, I'm never nervous. And she just goes, are you okay? And I'm like, it's fine. You know, this is the consequences of my actions. I'll take it. It's fine. And her parents are amazing, man. Like, her mum opens the front door and she gives me like the biggest cuddle, and then she just whispers in my ear, "Lovely to meet you again." Oh. And then like the hug lasts about 10 seconds before her dad comes in and starts separating us. He's like, "Look, mate, you're not getting the hat trick. Two's enough."
Can I ask though, was the previous relationship, did it end on good terms?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, the bit of information I'm not believing that. I went out with her sister 7 years ago for 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it ended on good terms, but it's not on good terms now.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, here's the bit where I definitely come across as a really, really horrible person, and it's one of my biggest regrets in the relationship was, because when I re-met my now fiance, the love of my life, I didn't think anything was going to happen between us because that would be an insane and evil thing to do. So met her at a show, and because I was still on good terms with my ex at the time, I ended up sending her a message, which was a picture of me and her younger sister with the caption, "I'm gonna bang your sister," because I didn't think I was gonna. I was like, what's the worst thing I can say in this scenario? Something that would be so horrible and so untrue, just to wind her up. And she replied being like, "Haha, you jerk," but way worse than that. And then I accidentally fell in love with her. Oh. And then she's not coming to the wedding.
Really? Both the parents are though?
Yeah, yep, yep. Oh man, it's like every day. Like it's great. I'm like genuinely the happiest I've been in years with her. But I mean, every day I'm just like, this is such a me thing to do, and this is so horrible. And like, I've just thrown a spanner in the works of this lovely, lovely family. I must be the worst thing that's happened to most of that family.
Well,
as I said to her dad, I'm not a monster for upgrading my phone. No. So how can
is it? It's their second daughter as well, hey? We improved on it down the track. We weren't gonna go V1 was fine, V2
yeah, 2.0 is great.
Do they have three daughters?
So much better. No, okay. Thankfully.
All right, cool.
not yet yeah. There's still time to turn around.
Yeah, but I tell you what, the gran is pretty sexy and has a lot more experience.
You gotta go back to the OG model, the Nokia. Daniel, you come to Darwin. Tell us, do you know anything about Darwin outside of this?
I now know that there are crocodiles in your sea, and for some reason, like, I can't believe, every time I hear like about the nature in Australia, I can't believe that emus are the only animal you ever went to war with. Like, you're all just happy to look at the crocodiles in the sea and you're like, well, I guess that's their territory now. Whereas like, if crocodiles lived in the sea in Scotland, we would have stabbed them all to death now, because nothing would keep us out of the ocean.
And that's why no one's found the Loch Ness.
Yeah.
You're the real monsters.
Apart from that, I've got, it's one of the only places in Australia that I've never been to. So we're coming up on the Monday night. I've got a full day off on the Tuesday because I really want to, you know, experience. Because I've heard from people like that it's beautiful, and that there's a lot of people are just like, look, there's not much to do, but you know, it's pretty and there's nice restaurants. I mean, that's, is it hot? It must be hot.
It's incredible. Oh,
it's really hot, and if you like sweating, then this is a place for you. There's heaps of humidity at the moment, so you're going to really enjoy that.
Oh man, because I'm Scottish, man. I am not designed for it. It's like whenever I come over here, it's like Aussies always say, like, oh, you know, I think Scotland's beautiful, but I could never live there for the weather. And I'm like, you know, we say the exact same thing about you, right? Like, you know, it's the like none of us enjoy being on fire. It's just not what we were designed for.
There's plenty to do here, mate. We'll find you. I would offer Danny as a tour guide for you. The only thing is I'd need a personal security detail for you to keep Danny away.
No, I've got something that you can do on Tuesday. We host trivia on Tuesdays. So you can come to our trivia night.
Where is it?
It's a place called Silks Darwin. It's a racetrack and a venue. It's, you know.
All in one.
Don't you want both?
Well, Matt, you've got to remember, I've come from a 14-month lockdown in the UK, so I am happy to be outside and do anything.
Well, this
What's
is
the
actually,
prize for the quiz?
Top prize, $250 in Silks vouchers. Being that you're only here for 2 days, you'd have to spend it hard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, it's tickets to your show. And I'm like, I'm not interested. That's the last
thing. No, I'm actually giving up my second trivia night on the Wednesday to go to your show. It's costing me not only the ticket fare, but in wages. That's how excited I am to see you. Oh, my goodness. Can't believe we're talking to Daniel Sloss. This is amazing.
I'm sorry, man.
I can't believe anyone's starstruck by me, and said it's always like a new experience.
It's weird.
So, Daniel, Hubris, April 21st. What can we expect in the show if people have seen your other stuff?
The opposite of what I've done, pretty much. It's like I've done, if you've watched my shows, which I know you have, there's a very similar theme that my shows tend to go through, which is I do about stand-up for 45 to 50 minutes. And then I take the laughter out of the room and I talk about something, air quotes, taboo, and whether that's sort of death, disability, sexual assault, paedophilia, all this stuff I've done in my previous shows. And it was getting to the point where, well, I was getting to like the 60-minute mark in the show and I could see audience members tapping each other, being like, this is when he's going to make it sad. Like, he's about to do the sad bit. And I don't enjoy being predictable, so... And also because of the year that we had to take off for stand-up, I want to go back to what I did at the start, which is just jokes that I enjoy telling, rants that I enjoy doing, without any real message in it. Just go back to, because I've missed stand-up so much over the last year. We managed to do little bits and pieces of it in the UK, but it was like, I did gigs in car parks to cars. Like, it was like socially distanced gigs in gardens and stuff, like theaters that were running at 20% capacity. And then to come over here where everything's fully open and everyone's just excited, it's just great. So I just want to do my favorite thing in the world.
Well, mate, we can't wait to see you do it. It's the most open of open places here in Darwin. We never had a single case of community transmission, so please don't bring it with you. But apart from that, we're ready to come along. We've got a big crowd. You're going to be at the Darwin Entertainment Centre, April 21st. Tickets are available now. Do you have one last sign-off that you can sell it to the people?
If you watch my comedy first, for the love of God, don't just buy a ticket. Like, based off of this interview, I don't want your money that bad to watch you get offended by jokes that I have to explain to you. Go watch my specials on Netflix, and if they're not for you, for the love of God, don't waste either of our times.
What a great sell, Daniel Sloss, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Hot Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having
Thanks,
me, guys.
Daniel.
Our pleasure. Hey, man, thank you so much for that. Danny had no idea. I know that Lisa might have cued you in on this one.
I'm sorry. I had nothing. You know, when I was just not ready. I was talking Mortal Kombat. I'm watching the trailer right now for Mortal Kombat. And then your head comes up on Zoom. I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh, my gosh. I am ropeable. But I'm so happy at the same time. It's conflicting. It's nice.
All right. Well, come to the show. Come by the stage door afterwards.
I don't know if I can. I'll be too nervous. I've fallen asleep too many times to the sound of your voice. It's really awkward.
Well, just come and fall asleep while I talk to you face to face. And then I'm like, oh, she finds me really boring. That's the problem.
She did it at a Seinfeld show. I don't know if we can, it's a pretty big word.
I went and saw Jerry Seinfeld and fell asleep about 20 minutes into it. That's a terrible person. Going straight to hell.
Hey, I'll join you.
Yeah, good.
All right, Danny, sorry. Danny's freaking out still.
I'm trying to look really cool about this whole thing. And this is but it's so nice to meet you. I'm so excited to see your show.
Too.
And thank you for being on our show. We'll see you on Wednesday.
I'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Dan. See you, man.
See you in a bit.
What the hell? What the hell?